Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man, due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how lower ego power contributes to difficulty in managing significant life changes, the kind of changes that we are all confronted with during the course of our lives. They include the inevitable physical, health, emotional, mental, and spiritual changes taking place in ourselves and others. Some of them can be subtle, while others can be rather dramatic. These changes can be of a situational nature involving our work circumstances or relationships as well as finances. There are also societal changes going on around us that we are part of an ever-changing world we must work with and adapt to in order to remain current and connected to what's really taking place in the world. And finally, there are technological changes that we must come to terms with, lest we all fall further and further behind and remain living in a world that once was, rather than the world as it is. Unfortunately, many are having difficulty dealing with these changes, and this difficulty has at its root imbalanced ego energy, often causing us to try to remain living in the past rather than the present. Today, we'll be looking at lower ego power and how it affects a person's ability to work healthily and adaptively with these changes. We'll be looking at how disempowerment often weakens one's ability to work with these changes. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by their ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of themselves, and a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy affecting relationships with their family, friends, and coworkers, which could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy impacting their efforts to achieve, use their potential, recognize the service in what they are doing, and experiencing a sense of meaning connected to their life's work. Ego stupidity affecting their ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in their life. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow their mind with truth, while keeping them stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading them into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting their spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in their daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things are not going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, and it has nothing to do with the absence of spirituality, and it has nothing to do with the existence of mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy that is serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. It is your lives, relationships, and experiences that have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, my books, and my shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. During our program today, we're going to be taking a look at the impact the lower ego power has on the way a person deals with the significant changes I mentioned earlier that life will bring to their door. These are people who are often overwhelmed by the occurrence of changes taking place in their life, particularly the bigger and unexpected ones. Their disempowerment often leads them to feel helpless in the face of change and unable to manage them. Their disempowerment often leads them to maximize the size of the change and minimize their ability to manage it. They often passively accept, surrender to, or seek out someone who can guide them or manage the change for them, even though it's well within their ability to handle them on their own. This can be the adult who relies on an overly protective parent or respected friend to tell them what they should do about changes going on in the relationship with their children or spouse, rather than first trying to figure out what they should do on their own. This can be the person who wants someone else to tell them when they should or shouldn't take a new job. This is the person who fails to get medical treatment despite experiencing significant or life-threatening symptoms and waits for someone to tell them to get help. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, millions of people experience these difficulties because there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego just like you and me. Some of these people are living in the roles of dependent, or the depressive, or the conformist that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms which indicate if a lower ego power voice or energy is talking to and through you in your life. And here is the first one. You ignore or passively accept or try to get others to tell you what to do in managing change, particularly the more important or significant ones. People with lower ego power often respond weakly and helplessly in the face of change. It's just the nature of the disempowerment that leads to this way of handling change. Here are some questions that link up with the symptom to see if this is happening for yourself or somebody that you know and love. Do you pretend that change isn't happening, even though you're getting data to the contrary? People with lower ego power often, in a way, close their eyes to the changes that are going on, and as if by not seeing them, they aren't happening. Or do you feel that you're at the mercy of life and it's just going to take you in whatever direction it's going to take you in, and that you have no control over it? In psychology, I'm thinking of something I remember talking about in teaching my general psychology classes, involved what was called a locus of control, and something about some people have a high internal locus of control and some people have a high external locus of control. Well, people with a high external locus of control are people who often think they have very little control over what takes place in their lives. And when I was thinking about that, I was thinking about the response of some people to dealing with COVID-19, and previously when the AIDS epidemic broke out in the 1980s, as well as other sexually transmitted diseases, and that some people often feel that they have, if they're going to get it, they're going to get it. And it's an almost inevitable thing that's going to take place in their life. That was in the past with regard to AIDS. And so they didn't really want to change their behaviors to make sure that they weren't necessarily going to contract it. Well, I began to think about, is that going on for some people in today's world? Are they approaching COVID-19 with the idea that, well, if I get it, I'm going to get it. It was something that was meant to happen, while relinquishing the sense that they can actually have some control over the contraction or the transmission of this. Another thought that or question connected to the symptom: do you feel the need to ask others what you should do rather than figuring out your own plan of attack? People with lower ego power have a hard time constructing their own game plan, their own way of going about handling the change that's going on in their life. And also, do you think that the change will stop happening or go away, as if it's just going to all of a sudden go away? It's not going to be there anymore. The virus is just going to go away. Well, that's the kind of thinking that hasn't been very helpful, because change doesn't just go away. It's happening for a reason, and we must work to understand it in order to manage it more effectively and optimize the benefits that can come from it. So when you think of some of the questions I've just asked and the symptom, does any of this sound familiar to you? We're going to go on to the next symptom. You have difficulty dealing with quicker or bigger or unexpected changes. People with lower ego power often have difficulty working with dealing with changes involving work or family or relocation or marriage or pregnancy. These kinds of changes, and those are pretty big ones. And even if they are of a positive nature, they still have that difficulty. So what we might call good changes, or ones that maybe we would want, are still difficult. As I was thinking about this symptom, I was thinking about research that was actually done over 50 years ago researchers by the name of Holmes and Ray. I believe it was published in 1967, where they took a large number of subjects, I think 5,000, and they looked at the effects of change in a person's life in a period of time, usually within a year, and how much change occurred, and the likelihood of going into the hospital. And they looked at different changes. They gave them a value, something called life change units. And they found that the more change that people encountered, the more likely they were to need to be hospitalized. Follow-on research after that led to some refinement, suggesting that a key variable or influence on the risk for hospitalization was the amount of control that the person thinks they have over change, or maybe a stressor, and that this would influence the amount or the risk of getting sick or being hospitalized. And this research and the subsequent refinement kind of fits in with what I'm talking about with people with lower ego power, who are at greater risk to feel they can't manage change and as a result may develop more symptoms of illness. Here are some additional questions connected to this symptom. Do you feel particularly helpless or overwhelmed by major changes, meaning that the changes in some ways are much bigger than you are? Or do you feel paralyzed by the change, as if you can do nothing to handle it? Your sense of being empowered to deal with it or work with it is very weak. Or do you surrender to these changes? Do you just allow them to occur without thinking about ways to optimize their management? Or do you magnify your helplessness? Do you tell yourself that I'm way out of my league in being able to handle this? So these are some questions connected to the symptom that I mentioned earlier, and do they sound familiar to you? We're going to go on to another symptom. This is that you have difficulty recognizing that change can bring about something good or needed in your life. That change can actually lead to something positive, beneficial, good in your life. People with lower ego power tend to view change in a pessimistic or negative light. So do you experience change as violating the consistency that you want in your life? A lot of times, people with lower ego power want things to be consistent. They want that sameness. And that sameness reflects some feeling of having things in some degree of control within their life. Or do you experience change as violating the predictability you want in your life? People with lower ego power want the empowerment, so to speak, of predictability, the idea that I can know what's going to happen tomorrow, which change obviously places a challenge on. Or do you experience change as violating the familiarity you want in your life? You know, you want things, if you're a low ego power person, to look the same, to be familiar, that you don't want to change the landscape. And also, do you think of change as more of an enemy than a friend? The friendship of change is difficult for people with lower ego power to experience. It's more like an enemy. So when you think of these questions and the symptom, do they sound familiar to you? I want to cover one more symptom before we go to our first break. You have difficulty bringing about change that needs to happen, such as changing to a better job or a better relationship or a better living situation. People with lower ego power have trouble taking charge of their life, making things change that need to change. So does the idea of making changes scare you? Are you really threatened by the idea of making changes? Or do you prefer the known of the status quo, meaning the things, the sameness of what is, over the unknown of change? People with lower ego power dislike the unknown. It's very hard for them to deal with because they don't view themselves as highly empowered enough to handle it. Or do you refuse to make changes even though you know they're needed? Sometimes we can see these, what's going on in our life and the need for change, but I can't make that change, whether again, it's a relationship or a job situation or a living situation. And also, do you look for someone else's permission or okay to make changes? It's as if it can only be acceptable if I can get somebody else to give me the okay or give me the permission to do that. So when you think of these questions and the symptom, does any of this sound familiar to you? We're going to be going on to our first break. When we return, we'll be talking about reflections of ego stupidity for those with lower ego power who are having difficulty in dealing with change. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a lower ego power person's difficulties in dealing with significant life changes. Some of these may seem strange or odd or weird or wrong, funny or inappropriate, if you're not living in that energy. But for those with lower ego power, it's leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, truth-disconnected thoughts and feelings and behaviors that are affecting their ability to work with significant life changes rather than passively accepting or surrendering to them. It can often lead them to conclude that the abnormal things they think, feel, or do are normal when confronted with change. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can because they're not looking at them through the same ego energy prism or filter that the lower ego power person is looking through to see what's taking place in dealing with change. They're intelligent, they're spiritual, they're imperfect, and they're mentally stable people. But they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to the unhealthy, imbalanced, lower ego power energy at work in their life. And they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy, leading them to the symptoms and ego stupidity. Doing this with the use of ego medicine, consisting of knowing what ego is and isn't. Understanding that ego is an energy at work in our lives, and its purpose is to promote our survival, although it can often do that in some unhealthy ways that it is unaware of because it doesn't have an intellect or it doesn't have a sense of intentionality. Unfortunately, that is often ascribed to the ego, but it's not correct. And also, ego medicine involves tuning into our ego energy, getting a sense of how much ego power, how much ego flexibility, and how much ego vulnerability is at work in our lives, which is having its effect on how we go about dealing with various aspects, important aspects of life, which during today's show is dealing with change. And also, the third ingredient to our ego medicine is replacing ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created with those which are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. The next part of our show today deals with this third contributor, which involves looking at reflections of ego stupidity for the disconnection from reality. These are the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with lower ego power bring into their efforts to work with important life changes. So here is the first one. Change usually means that something bad is taking place or going to happen. Again, the thought often is that's floating around in their ego mind is that change usually means that something bad is taking place or going to happen. And this is non-reality-based thinking because change is a part of life that can often lead to positive and beneficial growth and self-improvement or other things that don't comport to the idea that change is only a bad thing that reflects something that's going to involve something that's going to take place or going to happen. And this is ego stupidity that often feeds into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen. These include these kinds of ideas. Change is my enemy. The person with lower ego power often considers change to be an enemy, not a friend. It's not something good. It's something to be distanced from. Another thought. Only bad things can result from change. Getting locked in some ways almost brainwashed into this idea that change is only something that involves bad things happening when it does happen, not good things. Another thought, I shouldn't let change happen. It's as if the person begins to think that if I can stop change or avoid change from happening, I am more empowered. But in actuality, it's the empowerment of disempowerment. It's just the opposite of what is needed for dealing with change, which is about working with it, understanding it, and growing with it. And also, another thought, irrational, non-reality basis, that change won't result in some good things happening. Again, failing to see that change has potential, it has possibilities, it has opportunities, it has benefits when we can work with it. So when your lower ego power is healing, you begin to realize that change can lead to good or better things happening if one is willing to work with it. If you're sufficiently empowered to work with it, you empower yourself to work with it, that good things can happen. But until then, when you're thinking that change usually means that something bad is happening or going to happen, and all the rest of what I just shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to go on to the next reflection, which is of ego stupidity, that is, that I am unable to manage significant changes on my own. I am unable to manage significant changes on my own. This is non-reality-based thinking, often being thought by the lower ego power person, and it's the disempowerment in their ego energy that has led them to think this thought. It's not necessarily because the change in and of itself is too large for them to handle. It's the idea. The idea is feeding into this inability to manage significant changes. That's more of what's really taking place. And this is ego stupidity that can feed into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen. Again, these are non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts. And these can include that I need someone to lead or guide me in order to successfully manage change. Again, looking outside of oneself to, in some ways, exert control or influence or power in one's life rather than they themselves doing it, even though they could and they should be doing it and they can do it. Another thought, I have never successfully managed change. A lot of times people with lower ego power have a difficult time recalling things that they actually did fairly well. In one of my books, I refer to them as often being poor historians of their life, that they seem to ignore or forget the beneficial, positive, or moments of empowerment that they actually were experiencing, where they did deal effectively on their own with something involving change. Another thought: I lack the ability to manage change. In some ways, it's just like I'm dumbing myself down. I'm telling myself that I cannot manage change. I'm not capable of doing it on my own. Again, a non-reality-based thought, because people are often far more competent than they know themselves to be. And this is particularly the case with people having lower ego power. And also, the change is too big for me to manage alone. This is similar to something I said earlier, needing someone else's guidance or permission. This is a situation where they're magnifying the size of the change. Sometimes that's part of the non-reality-based thinking. They're making it out to be larger than it is. And they're doing that because they're looking at it through the lens of their disempowerment, their lower ego power. When your lower ego power energy is healing, you begin to realize that you have more capacity or capability than you realized, and that you often enlarge change out of proportion to your ability. But until then, when you're thinking that I'm unable to manage significant changes on my own, and all of the rest of the thoughts, the non-reality-based thoughts I mentioned, well, that's your ego making you stupid. We're going to go on now to another reflection of ego stupidity, which is, if I ignore the change, it will go away. If I ignore the change, it will go away. This is non-reality-based thinking because change is often programmed into life. Change is going to continue to is happening and will continue to happen. In most cases, it's not going to go away. So that's a non-reality-based thought. It is out of alignment with truth and reality. Change is part of the energy that exists within our lives, and it's not static, it's dynamic, whether it's involving physical or emotional or mental or all the change that we're talking about. There is energy at work within the change. This is ego stupidity that can feed into some of the additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen, which is that failure to manage change won't make things worse. Meaning, if I don't try to deal with the change, it's not going to get worse. But oftentimes, that's exactly what happens. Things do get worse. Because change is requiring our involvement with it, our willingness to work with it and to manage it. So the notion that failure to manage change won't make things worse is a non-reality-based thought. Another thought: change stops happening if you stop thinking about it. Kind of reminds me of what I said earlier. If you close your eyes to change, it can be as if it's not really occurring. Again, that's a non-reality-based thought, reflective of ego stupidity. Change is still happening even when you stop thinking about it or working with it. Another thought: change isn't happening if I deny it or say it's not happening. So this is a very desperate attempt to experience empowerment in the face of change by trying to talk yourself into the idea that it's not really happening. When your lower ego power is healing, you begin to realize that change is an inevitable part of life, and that's got to be recognized and understood and managed. But until then, when you're thinking that if I ignore the change, it's just going to go away, and all of the other things I shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. We're going to go on to one more reflection of ego stupidity, which is that things will get better if they just stay the way they are. Things will be better if they just stay the way they are. Telling yourself that. This is non-reality based because things can be worse if they stay the same, or if we tried to make things stay the same. Again, keeping us stuck. And actually, we're going toward the past because change is about the present and what's happening. And we're trying to stay connected intensely to the past. And this is ego stupidity that can feed into some additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen. One of them is that things don't need to change. People with lower ego power, because they are so fearful or feeling overwhelmed by change, begin to get locked into thoughts that say, things don't need to change. We're just going to keep them just the way they are and everything will be fine. Another thought is the idea that the known is better than the unknown. Yeah, the known is better than the unknown. Earlier, I talked about consistency and predictability and familiarity, and those are all the things that are reflective of the known. And the unknown are things that stand outside of that. And the conclusion for people with lower ego power is that sticking and staying with the known will serve you better than making connections or working with the unknown. And that's a non-reality-based thought, because sometimes the unknown, which is yet to happen and can be connected to change, can actually open doors for us that we needed to be opened. And also, the notion or the idea that tradition is better than progress. This has to do with change. Change reflects progress, and the lack of change can be reflective of an over-attachment to tradition. And certainly tradition is good. It's an anchoring kind of quality. It's a rootedness kind of thing. But it coming with tradition is the need for change, progress. That's what evolution is about, is moving forward, making progress. When your lower ego power is healing, you begin to realize that change can be opening a door to opportunities and be a door that needs to be opened. But until then, when you're thinking that things will be better if they just stay the same and the way they are, and all the other things that I've shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be taking a look at ego insights. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Sapti Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now I want to take some time to discuss some specific ego insights that are connected to the symptoms and ego stupidity I've been talking about so far today. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty in dealing with significant life changes, particularly those with lower ego power. These are insights intended to help you to see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties in working with change. And here is the first one. Your lower ego power, voice, or energy is stopping you from knowing that you're approaching significant life changes as if they can only bring threat and danger to your life. It's blocking you from recognizing the possibilities of a greater life from these changes. That in ways, change is meant to happen, and it's meant to be beneficial for you and to you. But your lower ego power is standing in the way of your connecting with that that part of life. It's reinforcing your sense of helplessness, this lower ego power. It's reinforcing a sense of helplessness that often leads you to see change in a darker or negative light. It's also leading you to view the unknown, which change often resents, as only being bad, when actually it can lead to your growth and a better life situation. And it's the disempowerment, which really is making the change appear to be bad. It's not the change itself. It's the disempowerment of lower ego power energy that makes change appear to be bad, rather than the actual change in and of itself. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego power, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Our next insight. Your lower ego power voice is preventing you from realizing that change is an inevitable part of your life, and it's not intended to make your life worse than it is. That it's inevitable. That it's, in a way, meant to happen. Again, I said earlier, it's rooted in the dynamic nature of energy. Energy, it doesn't stand still. It moves, and it's an effort to move us forward. And your lower ego power is leading you to think mainly about change as a means to further disempowerment. So you already feel disempowered, and the energy, the lower ego power voice, is leading you to think that when change happens, it's only going to make things worse. It's going to further weaken me. It's going to further weaken the amount of control which is limited in my life to an even lower level. Also, the lower ego power is stopping you from expecting change and realizing it's better to manage it, but not to deny it or to avoid it. So it's stopping you from looking at and expecting change that may occur in your life, as it does in all of our lives, and that our best option is to manage it, to work with it, to deal with it in ways using our capacities that can optimize what it has to offer. And at its deepest level, you're seeing change as a threat to your daily survival, but it's not. Change is not a threat to your survival, but it's your lower ego power making it seem that way. That's what's making it seem that way. It's not the change of in and of itself. It's what the lower ego power is doing to contribute to that experience with change. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego power, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Another insight. Your lower ego power energy is preventing you from seeing the role that change can have in experiencing a better life than the often helpless life you are currently living in. A helpless life in which change is not able to be accepted or managed or work with, even when it can offer positive things. It's preventing you from recognizing the empowerment that often comes with change. That's just hidden from your view as a result of the lower ego power. It's preventing you from realizing the disempowerment that comes with insistence on consistency, familiarity, and predictability to the extreme. The more extremely you insist on this being a piece of your life, part of your life, consistency, familiarity, and predictability, there's actually a disempowerment taking place. And also, it's leading you to choose to live the stagnant life, a stagnant life, an unchanging stagnant life, rather than the better life of growth and enrichment that's built upon change. Growth and enrichment is built upon change. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego power, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. The next and last insight we'll take a look at is that your lower ego power energy is preventing you from wanting to better understand change because the reasons for it may violate your needs for the consistency, familiarity, and predictability you so desperately cling to. You're so intensely clinging to those things that you don't want to know about change. You don't want to understand change. So you're choosing the false empowerment of ignorance over the true empowerment of knowledge that can be used to work with and manage change. This is what your lower ego power energy is tracking you into. And it's leading you to avoid, to deny, to ignore or reject change in order to maintain that consistency, that predictability, and familiarity. And it's leading you to remain stuck in a world that's progressively removed from the world that is. So it's you're in two different worlds, one that was, which you want to stay in, and the one that is at this time. So when you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego power, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. All right, we're going to go on now to taking a look at how lower ego power can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to dealing with significant life changes. Here we're looking at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity, the God within each of our being, which is one of the divine gifts that we've all been given, the gift of God within. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of working with the significant changes taking place in our life. And each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. And here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with lower ego power who are failing to be their divinity. And we're going to start with being the love God is. People with lower ego power have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to manage significant life changes with unconditional, connective, unburdened and unlimited love. Your divinity doesn't involve passively accepting, ignoring, or asking others to manage the inevitable changes taking place within you and around you in others and the world. When your lower power has you placing conditions involving your disempowerment on whether you will lovingly work with all the changes that life will bring forth, you're not being the unconditional love God is toward these important life changes. When your lower power weakens the connection of meeting these changes with love instead of the disconnective fear you often bring to them, you're not being the connective love God is toward these changes. When your lower power is burdening you with the weight of fear, rather than the weightlessness of love in dealing with change, you're not being the unburdened love God is towards these changes. And when your lower power is limiting the availability of love in working to understand and manage these changes, you're not being the unlimited love God is toward these changes. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. Next, we're going to talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is. People with lower ego power have difficulty being spiritually well when they are dishonoring and disrespecting the changes taking place in themselves, others, and the world with disempowerment-rooted thoughts that weaken their efforts to work with and manage change. Your divinity involves welcoming, honoring, and respecting these changes as you seek to work with and manage them with truth and understanding. When your lower power is leading you to dishonor and disrespect these changes with faulty ideas about how they seek to disempower you, you're not being the life God is toward these important changes. And when your lower ego power is leading to your dishonoring and disrespecting these changes with passivity, denial, rejection, and failure to understand how they can enrich your life, you're not being the life God is toward these changes. When your lower power is leading you to dishonor yourself and others with narrow, faulty beliefs about how these changes are your enemy and keep you from being a part of your life, you're not being the life God is toward these changes. And also, when your lower power is leading you to dishonor yourself and others with a failure to recognize the empowerment you have to work with and manage change, you're not being the life God is when failing to work with change in the light of this empowerment. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well and failing to be your divinity. Last, we're going to look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy that's designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all of the other wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. This is a capacity rooted in our common source. Be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, Source, or another I have failed to mention. People with lower power have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to manage important life changes within the light of truth and understanding. Your divinity involves healing and transformation, in which you are willing to work with and manage change by seeking the truth and understanding that has and is leading to their occurrence. It involves healing and transformation in which you are taking responsibility for seeking truth and understanding about change that you do not know, but are capable of coming to know. When lower ego power is keeping you at a distance from truth and understanding about why change is happening, you're not being the energy God is in working with change. When lower ego power is leading you to fail to recognize the benefits of change and how it can lead to a better place in your life, you're not being the energy God is within the abundance that can take place within change and your ability to manage it. When lower ego power is leading you to fail to welcome the change that may be needed within yourself, others, and the world, you're not being the energy God is towards the personal and collective evolution that is part of God's plan. And when lower ego power is leading you to fail to recognize that change has nothing to do with further disempowering you, you're not being the energy God is towards the healing and transformative value of change for yourself, others, and the world. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on lower ego power and difficulty working with significant life changes, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact I've shared with you. I hope that what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine, and if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual because you already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.